protected physical items, I can now definitively say, this is what I'm talking about.
Alright, so let me start the digital renaissance. What game will I download first? Well, I love Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, so I'm gonna want to play that again. Alright, $29.99 is definitely a bit steep for a game I bought physically for $20 2 years ago, and that I can still buy physically for $20 or less. Alright, well, maybe I should wait until I see a game I can get for the same price I bought for it physically, or maybe even cheaper. In the meantime, I can play these games I downloaded on PlayStation Plus. Oh, I have a hankering for Super Meat Boy. Oh, well, that's a hearty dose of disappointing. I don't own these games. I can only play them while my PS Plus membership is active. Totally whatever. It doesn't matter that my hard drive is basically full and I can't get games for cheaper digitally. What I can do is sign up for a streaming service, that being PlayStation Now. I signed up for a free trial a while back and it worked decently well. Back then, most of the games had different pricing, and a game like Deus Ex Human Revolution would cost $30 to rent for 90 days, while you could go out and buy a retail copy for $5 used.
Now, if you excuse me before I reenact what checking the prices of PlayStation Now was like back in 2015, I need to take a hearty gulp out of my hourly bottle of water. God, that's such tart water.
Ow.
What gross prices.
Now the service is much like Netflix, as you pay an annual fee and you get access to hundreds of games. Much better in my opinion, but let's be honest here. Streaming doesn't play well with a lot of games. I originally played Pac-Man Championship Edition DX on the service, and it's really unenjoyable through streaming. The game requires pretty quick reactions, but with an online connection being required, that brings lag into play, and it ends up kind of ruining the game. Digital games have recently disappointed almost every organ in my body, which is unfortunate. The prices are generally higher than physical games. The storage space on these consoles are limited, and even if you buy an external hard drive, you can't really put that many games on it. Even a 2 terabyte hard drive will fill up eventually because new games are so big. You can't even trade in the games, and you don't even technically own the games. You have a license to run the software, but you don't...
What the heck? Heck, let's stop. The Nintendo 7DS. Oh yes, time to look at this.
Nintendo 7DS.
What?
Nintendo
7DS is here.
Portable.
Thank you. Boy, that's sweet. I have no idea what happened. My new DVD! Okay, seeing something, yeah, presents Roblox. I'll be right back.
bologna sandwich.
Handy C at Ryo has left Anon Radio.
Remove noses and much, much more. The 7DS is backwards compatible with Nintendo Switch, Nintendo 3DS, and Nintendo DS. We have even brought back Amiibo, but this time we have a...
Hey guys, I got this thing in the mail. It's Nintendo. Oh yeah, let's open it up. Now, here's the 1DS. It looks weird. always good, huh? Now let's see, the Mad...
Giving us change over the last 2 decades, we've gone from huge conflicts to X-Men 10. Means, to end much 3 DSs, now our new 1 DS.
So empty. Let's plug it in. I forgot the charger. Okay. Let's draw a smiley face. Let's try it out. Yeah. Came with a red stylus. It's pretty cool. It's weird in the commercial. But whatever. Let's draw a smiley face. Let's draw a smiley face. Get a focus.
Okay, so,
Welcome to Dolphin Month! Bro, what the heck is that? Looks like your old profile picture, but it looks all messed up.
I know it looks messed up, but it's my profile picture, but injected into an AI.
Oh, crud, is this one of those old stupid diffuse the rest things that you've been using?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like it. It's called faceplate. It's basically just diffuse the rest, except you don't have to put any prompts.
Wait, no prompt?
Nah!
Oh my goodness, tell me more!
Ah, now I see you're getting interested in this new age.
I'm still having the trouble in breathing. Maybe I should get some fresh air. Well, the 1DS, this show is not going anywhere. This is going nowhere. Let me.
Are you feeling weird?
In my nose, something in my face feels weird.
Scott here, and if you couldn't already tell, I had a crazy night last night. This lamp didn't stand a fucking chance. I was at a leak party. You could tell. Oh, by the amount of bullshit in the air. It was crazy. There was Photoshop and overcompensation every. But it got me to think up trash.
The Great Depression, huh? Absolutely adorable. You see, I was a Nintendo fan from 2015 to 2016. I know what true despair feels like, and yes, I do accept a gasp as a response. Picture this. Nintendo's release schedule is getting drier and drier by the second. Barely any games come out, and when they do, I mean, it was definitely a bit much to call them games in the first place. Nintendo was obviously giving up on their failing home console, the Wii U, and their successful handheld, the Nintendo 3DS, was still receiving games, albeit what felt like a lot of filler and older games finally being brought over from Japan, with some solid titles sprinkled in there. Nintendo wasn't announcing much, wasn't talking about the future enough, and it felt rainy. The only thing keeping us Nintendo fans hopeful was 8% of the English alphabet, NX. Nintendo announced the existence of a new home console they were developing, codenamed NX, all the way back in 2015, and for the next year and a half, the rumors and leaks were going effin' wild until it was formally unveiled as the Nintendo Switch on October 20th, 2016. And let me tell you, that was a satisfying day to be a fan. But let's take a look at the history of rumors and leaks that led up to the system's unveil. I'm mainly going to be focusing on the stuff prior to the Nintendo Switch reveal on October 20th, just because that's back when rumors were rumors and leaks were leaks. The good old days. Slash, I just think that's a good place to cap things off at. Starting things off in a little year I like to call 2014, a rumor surfaced in January detailing an upcoming Nintendo platform that was a hybrid between a handheld and a home console. The name was Nintendo Fusion, a solid name if I do say so myself. Nintendo actually owns the domain name NintendoFusion.com, however this was back in 2003 and was for a promotional music and video game festival Nintendo held from 2003 to 2006. The Fusion console was apparently two parts, named the Fusion DS and the Fusion Terminal, unlike the all-in-one the Nintendo Switch turned out to be. The specs were all listed, and from what it seems, the Fusion DS was like a luxury souped-up 3DS, complete with two motorized circle pads, 3G, GPS, thumbprint sensor, Bluetooth, the works, including a 3DS card slot. The Fusion Terminal was a console.